AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. The presidential campaigns include a couple of Wilmingtons. AP Sagar Magani has more.
At an event in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden focused on reopening America's schools safely.
This is a national emergency.
But says the Trump administration has no plan.
Mr. President, where are you?
He was in another Wilmington, North Carolina, where he barely mentioned the virus, but instead talked about protests featuring violent mobs, whom he says must be met with force.
These people only know one thing, and that's strength.
A day after the president visited Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is reeling after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, Biden says he'll visit tomorrow. And unlike the president, his campaign says Biden plans to meet with Blake's family. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Representatives from Fox News, C-SPAN, and NBC will moderate the upcoming debates between Trump and Biden. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates says Chris Wallace of Fox News will moderate the debate September 29th in Cleveland. C-SPAN's Steve Scully has the town meeting debate October 15th in Miami, while the October 22nd debate in Nashville will be moderated by NBC's Kristen Welker. USA Today's Susan Page will moderate the vice presidential debate on October 7th in Salt Lake City. State and local public health departments, already woefully understaffed and underfunded, now face the responsibility of vaccinating hundreds of millions of people with whatever coronavirus vaccine proves effective. The AP's Jennifer King reports that the agencies will also have to deal with a wary segment of the society.
According to an AP poll, only about half of Americans are saying they would get vaccinated. The pace of development has left some Americans skeptical about the safety of a COVID-19 immunization. Others simply don't trust the federal government.
Health officials say at least 70% of the population needs to be immune in order for herd immunity to be effective. This is AP News. A U.S. soldier who took part in the rescue of about 70 hostages set to be executed by the Islamic State group in Iraq will receive the Medal of Honor later this month.
The hostages were rescued in 2015. Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne is a Ranger assigned to the Army's Special Operations Command. The first rescue attempt failed. Payne and his unit climbed over a wall and entered the prison compound. The team used bolt cutters to break the locks off the prison doors, freeing nearly 40 hostages. 30 more were taken out of a burning building. There was heavy fighting. Payne said at that point, Islamic State group fighters began to detonate their suicide vests. The South Carolina native is a Purple Heart recipient from a wound sustained in a 2010 mission in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
6 days after Hurricane Laura hit, just under a quarter of a million homes and businesses in Louisiana are still without electricity. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.